This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, during the break, I learned that Curtis is a men's room talker. You either don't talk or you do, and Curtis and I were in there same time.
Yeah.
And we talked a little weather.
I just thought it was weird that you took your whole shorts off to pee.
I always wondered about that with guys, if they went all the way down to the ankles.
No, yeah. At the urinal?
I don't know.
Are we six years old?
I don't know.
Well, we are at Fenway Park, and it is day number one of the 23rd, can you believe it, 23 years, this radio telethon with WEEI and Nesson has existed, and you have, in your complete generosity, you have donated over $74 million to the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber during those 23 years. And so our mission is to, as it is every year, is see if we can beat last year's total. Last year, you were just under $4 million donated, but we have the benefit of $1 million match that we are looking at from our guy Rob Hale, who steps up every year and gives. And so it's really simple. If you're sitting around or driving around this morning and thinking about giving, it's really easy to do that. You could call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or if it's easier, you can text to give any amount to the number 56512. Just text K Cancer to 56512 and help Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund strike out cancer. We should, if we could, Chime, open up the Window World Boston weather window, since Curtis and I were just talking about it in the men's room, and get a look at what that forecast is like today before we get to They Said It. All right, what do you got out there, Curtis?
It's much prettier than the bathroom. It is 63 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Chilly, though. Feels like 56 out there. That's going to be great compared to yesterday. 71 afternoon high. Going to be in the low to mid-70s all week long. Looking like another beautiful weekend in the 80s in Boston.
All right, and you get a whole house full of windows installed from Window World of Boston for just $99 a month. So go to windowworldofboston.com. We have some incredible news this morning, and inspired apparently by hearing about the match from the Hale family, we have a donor that has made an extraordinary gift this morning. We have received a gift from a Boston World War II veteran who wants to make a difference and has donated $100,000.
Wow.
As of right this moment.
My gosh.
So that is extraordinary.
Unbelievable. Like, isn't that classic for a World War II vet who's also not giving his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Talk about incredible.
So that brings us at 8:30 this morning, that brings us to 216,862,000. And God, thank you for your service. Thank you for saving the world.
Yeah.
and thank you for the $100,000.
Curtis is so right too, not giving your name, but also a guy who's done so much already for others.
Yeah.
Now wants to make more of a difference. It's
unbelievable. So hopefully that inspires you, and you can call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can text and give any amount when you text K Cancer to 56512. And honestly, I mean, we got to get the Hail Match tote board out here later, but over $200,000 and a couple hours, 2 hours and a half into this, we could make a significant dent in getting toward that $1 million match, which we have to do by the end of tonight's ball game. Right now, though, time for this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city, whether they drive or construct or care for others. So please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, what is up first this morning?
Well, Greg, you talked about the old ball club there down at Fenway Park. Yesterday, they blew that lead late in the game. One of the guys responsible for that was Greg Weissert. We can hear from him post-game yesterday after that disappointing loss.
It sucks, and it sucks to be the person that is responsible for it. You know, Garrett goes out there every game, and it's always a chance to win and to not be able to pick up, you know, Chappie being down and Garrett pitching a great game. Just sucks.
Yeah, no, that was our thought exactly as fans. The S word is appropriate.
Yes, multiple S words.
But I'm not Alex Cora, so I understand that he knows way more than I do. But I just don't understand why you can't go to Chapman in that situation again.
I wonder. Chapman's on a 1-year deal. We know he's not a guy you want to piss off. maybe he's one behind this saying, I don't want to go back-to-back days.
You see him sitting there in the bullpen like he looked like.
I cannot envision a scenario by which Alex Cora, solely up to him, would not have brought. That was a sweep last night. That was a game that you absolutely have to have. You're up 2 runs. Crochet was crochet. Mm-hmm. Like, the Blue Jays lose. You're about to pick up a game on them.
It was clearly a decision that was made going into the game because he was sitting there. I mean, he wasn't even throwing the ball. So, I'm just assuming that they said, all right, forget it. Regardless of what happens, one run ball game or not, we're not going to use them. But
based on listening to Sam Kennedy, he kind of said this a little bit, that it's more about them winning the series and saving the guys that they need potentially for the postseason, and also looking at it and going, okay, we really believe that if we continue to win series, we're going to make up our little window against Toronto when we play
them. Yeah, I got the opposite feeling.
When we play them? I mean, okay, that's
but do you want to waste?
That's an optimistic outlook.
Right.
They have 37 games left. Mm-hmm. And 7 of them are against the Yankees. And then you got the Blue Jays to end the season. Like, I would want to stock these wins up now while you can against a team like the Marlins.
I actually give credit to Sam when he joined the show. He didn't hold back. I mean, he said that was an awful, I think he said brutal loss yesterday. And you can't give those away. The Red Sox could go the next 3 games without needing a closer.
Right.
It could very well happen.
But he also told you the importance of Chapman and that bullpen and not having something happen because you wasted him in a meaningless game in August.
But what now, if you lose the division by a game? Then it's not me.
But I think that they feel like if they win the win their series that they play consistently, they're going to be able to make up the deficit in the division when they play Toronto. They're going to play Toronto for what, four games? They three or four games they got left in Toronto in September, and if they can stay within that reach, that's why I feel like they're going to make it up and not lose Chapman in a game.
So how many games this weekend? Four games in the Bronx with the Yankees. How many games can Chapman pitch in?
I would say probably two.
Okay, that's not good enough. Like, I mean, how many games did Rivera pitch in? He pitched like every night for 20 years.
Yeah. Like, it's weird.
It's so strange.
Like, all right, what's next, Sean?
Well, the game was bad news for the Red Sox, but there was also more bad news as it was decided that Marcelo Meyer would have season-ending surgery. He then spoke to the media. Here was Marcelo Meyer talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, I gave it my all. Obviously, with my options given, I could add surgery when I first injured it or get the shot and try to do everything I can for the slight chance to come back and play. Obviously, like, I'm really sad about what's going on, and I want to play. I want to help the team win. But yeah, I mean, that's just the hand I'm dealt with right now.
You've had some injuries that kind of ended your career, or seasons early, excuse me. How disappointing has that been for you to just not be able to make it through a full year healthy?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. As an athlete and, you know, somebody who loves this game so much, all we want to do is play, and I want to be out there every single day, especially, you know, in the big leagues when the playoffs are so important. But, yeah, I mean, I just got to keep getting after it, keep working hard, and try to come back stronger.
So Jones and Keefe are on the rise. We all agree. Great show. Midday's dominating. There may be a Jones and Keefe jinx now.
I never thought about that.
I mean, yeah. They go to Worcester. Mayer goes down for the year. Just something to keep an eye on. We all know what you do, Greg, with your jinx. So.
Well, it's disappointing because you basically lose Sadon in the outfield, right? I'm assuming.
Like, right.
And I don't know. I can't remember if it was Brooksy or Lou, but somebody that I was listening to or watching game-wise was suggesting that maybe that move positionally has affected his hitting. Rafaela, I mean,
going to center to second.
Yes.
But you can also look at it the other way, that you never want to see a guy get hurt, but now you won't have the issue. Let's say if everybody's playing well, Duran, Anthony, Abreu, and Sadon, now maybe you have to sit one of those guys because you're crowded in the outfield, where at least you don't have to do that. Now you can have Sadon play second, and you get Duran, Roman, and Abreu all in the outfield come the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I just it's not nearly as backbreaking as I would have thought it been at the beginning of the year, considering what the roster is. But it sucks for Marcelo Meyer.
It does, but he said he's sticking around, and he'll gives him more time to head out there and slay.
He can be Roman Anthony's turtle.
What? He's very popular with the ladies.
Very popular.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen it.
I have.
Any of the scuttle.
Honestly, the most popular with the ladies right now is Jaren Duran. But
really?
Yeah.
More so than...
Oh, on the TikTok, really? It's like all I see.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Duran.
Okay, what's next?
Well, Greg, let's hop over to the New England Patriots. We talked earlier about how Kyle Duggar might be on the bubble a little bit for the Patriots as they...
Cut? I think he's going to get cut.
He may.
I can't believe it.
And one of the guys who might make the roster would be Efton Chisholm, the undrafted wide receiver that the Patriots brought in.
Don't you think he's already made the roster?
I mean, he had such a great game over the weekend. And he just continues to get better. I would be hard pressed to not keep him on the team. But here was Efton Chisholm talking about the Josh McDaniels offense and making the adjustment to the NFL.
I mean, I definitely played a role in like my decision to come here. But I just think, just being a Patriot, the history behind a Patriot, and kind of the legacy that they have as a team, and, you know, that was big to me, and, you know, trying to get that legacy back, as I feel like as a group we're trying to do. And you know, I love Coach McDaniels. He puts me in a situation to go out there and just make plays, and so try to do the best of my ability.
Anything catch you off guard that you maybe weren't expecting when you got here?
I think just coming from college, like just learning a whole different offense, mm-hmm. with being in the huddle, different words and terminology, you know, because in college, like, we just look over at the sideline, look at the signal. So, you know, that's definitely probably been the biggest difference, but I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. It's been such a blast.
Yeah, I think he's somebody that probably makes the team. He might be a practice squad guy. He's going to, you know, they utilize him in the slot. You could see that's where his comfort level is. But I feel like they have, and Chime, you would know, I feel like they have a lot of those guys. Like Pop Douglas, in my opinion, is a slot guy. Steph Diggs is kind of a slot guy. So they have a crowded room there. And so looking at Chisholm, it's going to be hard for him to maybe get on the field, but he's somebody that they can definitely develop and see where he goes.
How many wide receivers you think they're keeping? Did you ask Rabel?
Yeah.
Did you guys ask Rabel about that? Or?
No, we didn't ask.
No, we didn't ask.
I
would say five, maybe six, right?
Shime told Rabel he should do a sweep with a pulling guard.
Bubble screen to Chisholm.
Because the one thing you notice just from watching the offense a little bit, and it might be more five than six, they use the two tight end situation in Josh McDaniels' offense, and they use the fact that they use the fullback. So when you see the receivers on the field, generally you see three wide receivers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is you don't really see a lot of four wide receiver groups. So if you're going with a three wide receiver, you know, most of the time as far as, you know, one of your personnel groups.
So Kendrick Bourne may be odd man.
I think he's probably Gonzo.
Yeah.
Bourne, and then it's probably Polk.
This team is really not very good. It's like their roster. I mean, they've added.
I tried to tell you this like a month ago, Curtis, and you like yelled
six
at
wins.
Me.
You had them at fourth, Shime, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're down to three.
Especially on the offensive side.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be nice to you, Shime, for the rest of time. Yeah. I love you,
Shime. Okay, you're right. Especially on the offensive side, because when you think about this offense, your biggest playmaker throughout camp right now is probably Travion Henderson.
Yes.
He's a rookie, right? And you know, he's probably going to have some growing pains. But the guy that you are depending on the most is Steph Diggs.
Right.
We talked about it. 31 or 32, however old he is, coming off an ACL injury, an offensive line that they're shuffling guys all over the place.
Can I ask, because you guys both, and I agree with you, I think that the media as a whole did blow it out of proportion last week, what he said.
The Diggs thing?
Yes, to Diana Rossini. But what is the reason to keep him out of the game on Saturday? Because Wiggy told us before he went on vacation that he was hoping to see Steph Diggs at least through the first half and into the second.
Yeah, I thought that he was going to do that with the starters, but with Steph Diggs, I just wanted to see him on that, whether it was two series, catch the ball, get tackled, and show that, okay, he feels that confidence in his knee, because that's the biggest thing. It's getting tackled in an awkward position. The running routes, you can tell he's got the confidence, but I don't know, you know.
But I guess if it was blown out of proportion, why did Karen Garigian, who is the least bomb-tossing writer in Boston, write that he had, quote, disappeared, that he had gone 5 of 6, 11-on-11 scrimmage practices without receiving a single catch? That's not something hyperbolic. That is simply revealing the facts of the offense. And you put that next to Monday morning, Courtney asks, he says, Diggs didn't play. Vrabel says Diggs didn't play. Coach's decision.
Coach's right. decision.
Then Tommy Curran speaks with the wide receiver coach Downing, who noted the downward trajectory of his play. Then out of the blue, Diana Russini sits down with him, and he's coy about whether he'll be ready for week one after he's been cleared to play. Then Phil Perry asks Mike Vrabel about that, and he demands to know where he went to college and tells him he's a moron. Like, that is not a media creation. That is the Patriots being oddly terse when it relates to that guy. And then I saw him on the field pregame, and I got home because Ken and I were like, there's no way he plays today. And I was like, oh, God, I was wrong. He was in the huddle, and I was like, this is the Patriots nipping it in the bud, going to get him out there today, and we're going to try and figure this out. And then he doesn't play.
But didn't he have a good – they said he had a good Wednesday and Thursday against the –
But the 7-on-7s, the 11-on-11 stuff that they were talking about.
So you think it's Diggs being Diggs, not concern on their part about how far along he is?
Oh, of course. Right. Mike Giardi was on the afternoon show on Friday, and he said that this is, quote, the Diggs experience, unquote, that they're in the middle of it, that this is – He likes attention. He likes being talked about, which is why he said that to Diana Russini.
And Phil Perry had said that he's becoming a bit of a pain in the butt.
He
didn't use butt. He used a bigger word.
Posterior.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to talk to Mike Vrabel about that Monday.
Yes.
We will be at Gillette Stadium with Mike Vrabel on Monday.
All right.
It was very interesting. Last Monday when we talked about it, when we were ending, I said, you know, I hope we do this in person. He seemed like he didn't really want us in person.
I think he wants to do it over the phone.
Yeah. He's like, I kind of like this, you know. I'm in my office. I'm relaxed.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how it goes.
He's excited to see you. He thought you were in Myrtle Beach playing putt-putt.
Is that some kind of a shot at me or something?
No.
Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, that was, I mean, I think he was like, Greg wouldn't be caught dead at Myrtle Beach. Which Myrtle Beach is beautiful.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach is fine. I haven't been there in many years. A lot of golf courses down there.
Is it true that you demanded a Red Sox game on TV at Crew?
I did, yes. Yeah. I asked them to flip over. They were watching some kind of a
Condé Nast.
Condé Nast. We're watching some kind of a yachting event or something like that. All right, is that it, Chime, or is there anything else?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, that's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. We can here is Ken again. And if you're watching,
Ken Laird, everybody.
You're watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube.
Don't get too excited.
Then you can take a look as we go to the Hale match, and we see Rob Hale, and Rob Hale has jumped up to, it should be a little bit over 200,000.
Right.
Come on, Ken.
Ken had it at 100,000.
Yeah. So, bring it up. That's extraordinary, but you can't stop. So we are now at $216,862 that you have given so far this morning. We're here till 10. We got to get to at least a million to get that match by the end of tonight's ball game, and we will be right back from Fenway Park.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries.
and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.